Okay, good Erev Shabbos, everybody. This week is Parshas Re'eh, and although I publicized initially a different title, the better title for today's year, after some more thought and study, is Torah adequate protection? Now, we know the teachings from Chazal about the power of Torah to prevent people from doing averus, and the probably the most popular series of statements are in the Gemara Kedushin on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. In fact, as we shall see, there's a pretty strong reference to the first three steps of the 12 steps, actually. But we'll take a look at it. So the Gemara Kedushin says Tana Rabbanan. And then that's in this week's parsha, v'samtam, and you will put the words, actually, I'm sorry, that's last week's parsha from Shema, v'samtam. And since words are not easily put, because they're not physical objects, Chazal Darshan, that instead of it being put, it's samtam. Sam meaning like a potion or a cure or a medicine, and tam is a pure, it's a pure, complete medicine. The Torah is a great medicine. Nimshla Torah kesam chayim. The Torah is like an elixir of life. Mashal la'adam shikes beno maka gadola. Let us say it's comparable to a man that hit his son very hard, and now he has an injury. In the old days, they didn't call child protective services on a man that hit his son hard, or maybe it means he hit him accidentally. I don't know. But anyway, whatever the case may be, this is the mashal. Man hit his son, and now he has an injury. And he put a bandage on the makah. As long as you have the bandage over there, and when they say bandage, really their bandage also had liniments and medications in it, so it wasn't just a bandage; it also was some kind of salve. As long as you're wearing this protection, achol masha anoscha, eat whatever you want; shei masha anoscha, drink whatever you want; or chotz bein b'chamin bein b'tzonin, bathe in hot or in cold water; veinatam b'siyari, and you have nothing to fear. V'matam avira. But if you take the bandage off, then you have to worry. Harehimala numi. Then scar tissue and other blisters will develop. So kacha gosh baruch hu amalam liYisrael. So Hashem said to the Jewish people, "Bonai, my sons, barasi yetzahara. I did make the yetzahara. However, barasi lo Torah tavlon. I made the antidote is Torah." Vimatem osakim b'Torah, and if you are involved in Torah, ein atem nimsar b'yado, you will not be given over into the hands of the Yetzirah, shenemar, halom teitu says, as it says, Hashem said to Cain, if you will do good, then you will be carried, you'll be uplifted. Vim ein atem osakim b'Torah, but if you do not involve yourself in Torah, atem nimsar b'yado, then you will be given over to the hands of the Yetzirah, as Cain was also warned, Shenemar, Lefesach Chatos Rovets, that sin lies crouching in the doorway, ready to get you if you're not going to do the right thing. V'lo'od El Shekol Maso Matno B'cha, Shenemar V'ilecha Chukoso, and your desire will constantly be toward it. V'imata Rotza Atamosho Bo, but if you want to rule over the Yetzirah, you can. Okay. Then we go on over there in that Gemara. Amr Rav Yitzchak. Yitzchak shal adam is chadash lo b'chol yom. Rav Yitzchak says that the Yetzirah of a person becomes renewed every day. This is, you'll see in a moment, a reference to the first three steps. The Yetzirah is constantly renewing itself. Shenemar. Rak ra kol hayom, as it says, it's only evil every day. V'amar Rav Shimon ben Levi, Yisro she'odem es gabro lo b'chol yom umavakesh hamiso. A person's desires, it means destructive desires, are constantly overpowering him every day and wants to kill him, and they mean to kill him, his soul. Shenemar tzofo rosho latzadik, the evil person awaits the tzadik mavakish lamiso and wants to kill him. Pashmashan, the pasuk is, it means an evil person wants to ambush the tzadik, but the drash is just talking, the rosho means the yetzahara. The yetzahara is trying to ambush the person. And if it wasn't for the fact that Hashem would help him, ein yacholo, he could not succeed against it. Shenemar Elokim lo yizvenu biyado, Hashem will not abandon him in its hands in the Yetzirah. So this is very important, that seems to be saying that without Hakadosh Baruch Hu's help, one cannot vanquish the Yetzirah. And the Gemara earlier said that this help that you get is by studying Torah. We'll see a little more of that and talk about it. As I mentioned in previous shiurim, it's a very important distinction to understand that although there is this concept of powerlessness in the face of our Yetzihara, or in the face of our compulsions and addictions, the one thing that one needs help from Hashem in order to conquer them. The one thing that Hashem needs from us is our will, right? So that Hakol b'idei shamayim chutz m'yirat shamayim. We need to want to truly want to succeed. If we truly want to, then we also need Hashem's help. But the one thing that we have to add to the equation is our will to succeed at this. Anyway, so the Gemara goes on to tell us, Impaga b'chol manuvel zeh, if this ugly one accosts you, presumably it's referring to the Yetzirah, so someone has a taiva for something and it accosts him, so what do? Moshcheu lebeis ha-medrash, drag him to the base medrash. Emevenhu nimuach, if it's a stone, it'll melt. Embarzelhu mispotzes, if it's strong as iron, it will shatter. And that's the basic Gemara. So the Gemara seems to be advocating this process that the Torah has the power, the study of Torah has the power to weaken and dissolve the Yetzirah. It's something that we're taught in many different sources. In this week's parasha, it says it as well. It says, "Esa bracha sher tishmuel mitzvos Hashem." So in the beginning of the parasha, it says, you will get the bracha if you listen to Hashem. So that's the pasha pshat. Esa bracha asher tishmu al mitzvos Hashem. You will get the bracha if you listen to Hashem. But the mefarshim are medayik, it should say, you'll get the bracha if you do the mitzvahs, not if you listen. So the Or HaChaim says, tala kasav a bracha b'shmiya, v'lo hisker, lo maisa, v'lo shmira, that the Torah says it's the listening and not necessarily the doing or the hearing. Why? Because ufi shashamea divri elokim chayim, if one hears the words of the living God, hatorah metiva nafsho, the Torah will make his soul good, umiyasharto, and make it straight and yosher, ki yesh bo sam chayim, because the Torah is an elixir of life, ka'omram zal b'psichta eich rabosi, in the beginning of Medrash Rabbah of Eicha, there's a whole bunch of hakdamas that different tanoim give, and in one of them, it basically goes as follows. It says that Matsinu Shevita Kosh Baruch Avodas Kachav Malgiurayis Hashichas Damim. We find that Hashem, quote, overlooked Avodas Kachavim Giliarayis Hashichas Damim. God overlooked idolatry. He overlooked sexual immorality. He overlooked killing. Lo Vita Al Moa Social Torah. But he did not overlook the disdain and the rejection of the Torah. Shenemar al ma avda aretz, because it says, and on what was the land destroyed? It doesn't say al voris kachavim val gilei arayis al shichus damim. No, it says al azum es torasi, because they abandoned my Torah. Now again, the pashim shat means they abandoned the observance of the Torah, but the medrash here is saying that they abandoned the study of Torah. And a remarkable statement is said here, which is that Hashem said to himself, halavai osi ozavu v'torasi shamaru. I would be much happier had they abandoned me but followed the Torah. Instead, they abandoned the Torah, but they still kept praying to me. I'd be much happier if they would stop, if they were going to choose between the two, that they would abandon me and follow the Torah. Why? Because if they would be involved in the study of Torah, even if they had abandoned me, if they'd be involved in the study of Torah, Hamor Shaba, the light within it, Hayamachaziran Lamutov, the light within it would have brought them back to good. So you see the tremendous power of the study of Torah. And it would seem that the one who studies Torah is going to have his Yetzer Hara neutralized, and even if the person is not even self-frum, is not even praying or connected to Hashem, just the study of Torah itself would do the trick. But you know, there is a modern problem with that. We know, right? Number one, we know, and I can tell you from my own personal experience counseling people, that there are great Talmidei Chachamim who still are caught up in the throes of the Yetzer Hara. And there are Talmidei Chachamim that have all kinds of sexual addictions and compulsions. This is not hearsay, and I can tell you from personal experience of people that I've worked with. So, you know, where's the Torah? And you know, you don't really need me to tell you that. You just have to look at the news, and every 2 or 3 months, another scandal breaks where some rav or important person was involved in something really unsavory. So where's the protection that the Torah provides? And it doesn't seem to work anymore. There are also some very impressive scholars in Torah who are not from in the slightest. Gershon Scholem, who was a great scholar of Zohar and mysticism, reportedly he said that his best work was done eating a sandwich, sitting naked on Yom Kippur. Now, you know, Israelis are tough guys, so I don't know if he was just being sarcastic or what, but you know, the point is that sadly, scholarship in Torah today doesn't necessarily indicate the protection from the Yetzer Hara, even though these are all the things that Chazal seemed to promise. So we have to ask ourselves, why not? Why doesn't it work? And we'll take a look at a couple of thoughts here to answer that for us. Mesillas Yesharim in Perek Hay mentions this also, the idea that Torah is a protection. Let's take a look at what he says. If he's involved in Torah and he sees its ways, its commands and its warnings, in the end, in the final analysis, automatically there will be renewed with him an arousal that will bring him to the right way. That's what Chazal say, that Hashem said, if only they would have abandoned me, but have followed my Torah, Shamar Shabbat, Machazir Lamutov. Now, Sefer Sharm adds a qualifying sentence. He says, Vihine Bechlal Zeh, included in this study of Torah, Gam King Kfiyos Ha'itim, also includes setting aside time, El Cheshbon Hamayasa, making a Cheshbon on a person's actions, Vitikuno, and how to correct them, Kmosh Kosafti. So, if you actually pay attention to his words, he doesn't say the study of Torah in the abstract. He says, "Imo osik b'Torah b'oso drachecha sivoya vazaraseha." If somebody studies Torah and sees its ways, its commands, and its warnings. Ways, commands, and warnings. Presumably, the commands and the warnings are the ases and the los ases, and the ways are more just midos ideas that come from the Torah. But the point here is, the Mesillas Yesharim is making a big qualifier. He's saying that it's true that the Torah has this power to influence and change a person and enlighten them and bring them back to the right way. But that's only if it's A, through introspection. In other words, you could be learning the entire Maseches Zvachim, which deals with all the laws of Karbanos, and not have a single thought about Avoda. Right? You could be learning the technical rules of what makes a carbon piggle and what doesn't, but never have a thought about what is a pure thought and how to worship Hashem with pure thought. So the point here is, number one, there has to be introspection about the ways, the commandments, the warnings, the ideas within the Torah. So somebody just studies Torah as an intellectual exercise but is not really focusing on the impact and the meaning of what he's studying will not be influenced, A, and B. The Mesillas Yesharim, I think, as a corollary of that, he says, and of course you have to be kaveh itim, you have to set aside time for introspection about your midos. How does he know this? The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say the last part, right? But the answer is because of what he first said. It's because it means you have to have introspection into the commandments. Okay, so that's the Mesillas Yesharim's reason why it doesn't work for everybody. And there's another perspective also. So it says in Sefer HaMikna, which is an Achron on Maseches Kedushin, on that same Gemara, it's actually on Chaf Tesamut Beis, he says that it's true, it says, in Pogrecha Manuvel, Meshachayla Beis Medrash, right? If the ugly one, meaning the Yetzirah or a Taiva, grabs a hold of you, take it into the Beis Medrash. So he says something interesting. He says, why does it say Poga? Poga means like to bump into. It means that at the moment that the Yetzirah tries to get hold of you, then you got to drag it into the Beis Medrash. If you delay and you don't drag the Yetzirah into the Beis Medrash right at that moment, then the Torah doesn't have the power to save a person. So that's another interesting perspective. Also, I think, a practical lesson, different than the Mesillas Yesharim, but very relevant, which is that perhaps if you want to use Torah as a way to weaken and dilute an impulse to sin, then the moment you feel the impulse, that's when you have to run to the Beis Medrash, not later. You can take it or leave it, but that's the Mikna's explanation. Now, I think that if you look at a very interesting Kli Yakar in this parsha, I think it goes a long way to further explaining this point. It says, And it says Hayom, today. So what's with today? Because actually, they didn't really do the brachos and klolos until they passed over the Yarden in the time of Yeshua, I believe. But they certainly didn't do the klolos right now. So what's going on? So the Kli Yakar says as follows. He says that the sun has an interesting quality. You will notice that if the sun shines on something, sometimes two opposite reactions might happen. So he said, for example, if you shine the sun on wax, the wax will melt. If you shine the sun on an egg, it will congeal and cook. Right? Eggs cook very quickly. You can cook them just in the sun. If somebody doing laundry in the sunlight, the face of the person who's doing the laundry is going to get darker. They're going to get tanned. The clothing are going to get whiter as a result of the bleaching and oxidizing quality or whatever it is that happens when things are in the bright sunlight. So how is it possible that the sun could accomplish two opposite effects? So the Kliyaka says the answer is that it has nothing to do with the sun. It has to do with the object that's receiving the sun, meaning the properties of the objects that the sun is shining on, that based on their properties, they react differently to the sun. So some things get lighter and some things get darker. And he says, that's why he says Hayom, because the Torah is like daylight. The Torah is like sunlight, and that it affects each person. It affects each person based on who they are. So for example, he says that it's a pasuk in Eicha, right? That where is it? The pasuk in Eicha says, "Mipi elyon lo teitze havraos v'hatov." Now the pasuk pshat in the pasuk is that it's lashon tema. It's a rhetorical question. Is it not from Hashem, both good and bad? Meaning everything comes from Hashem, and we have to accept it. But the Kliyaka goes further, and he says, "Good, neither good nor evil comes from Hashem. Only," and this is the really interesting part, "only hashpa'a comes from Hashem." In other words, Hashem's presence, Hashem's power is being brought down to the world. And as people encounter and interact with that power, it either can be a bracha or it could be a klala, depending on the person. Just like the sunlight, it makes some things dark and some things light, Hashem doesn't make good or evil. Hashem makes. Hashem interacts. Hashem's presence is constantly projecting onto the world. And then it turns into bracha or klala, depending on the character and nature of the person, which is really a fascinating idea. The Gemara in Shabbos on Peiches says a similar idea about Torah. It says, why is Torah, it says in Mishlei, "Shimu kinigidim adaber," listen and I will teach you statements. But it also is saying that it's like that the Torah is like a nugget. A nugget is a prince. Now, a prince has the ability to keep somebody alive or kill somebody, right? A prince is a ruler. So it says that Torah, yesh bam lahamis v'lahachios, the Torah has the power to kill or to bring life. V'hainu d'amar Rava, l'mayminin bo sama d'chaya, the Torah is an elixir of life to those people that go to the right. L'masmi'in bo, but the people that go to the left, sama d'mosa, it's poison. So Torah, right, Torah is like this hashpa from Hashem, and that depending on the person, which I would submit to you, depending on their will, you know, their interest in really absorbing and understanding the Torah, if they come to the Torah with a will and a real interest to understand and be guided by Hashem, then the Torah is the elixir of life, and the Torah has the power to dilute the Yetzer Hara, to weaken the Yetzer Hara, and bring the person onto a good level. But if the person approaches the Torah with the wrong attitude, with not the attitude of a will to understand and follow Hashem, then it's the other way around. It could become a poison, because it will be used in different ways and misused in different ways. And like I said, we only need to read up every now and then about a scandal that breaks, and we see how, unfortunately, great people can use Torah in horrible ways to hurt people. So this is what's really going on with the Torah. Now, a final point, which is important, I think, to understand. Mesillas Yesharim said, right, that the Torah, that study of Torah in this vein means setting aside time to make a cheshbon and nefesh, to work on midos, and also introspection into the commands of the Torah and also the ways of the Torah. Torah is a fluid concept. It's not just a blot Gemara or a page in Shulchan Aruch, although of course it's a blot Gemara and a page in Shulchan Aruch, but it's not just a blot Gemara and a page in Shulchan Aruch. It's the encounter, it's man's encounter of Hashem's will. It's a recording of what Hashem wants from us. And, you know, any tool at all that helps a person be connected to Hashem's will and understand what Hashem wants is a part of Torah study. You know, that would be a reasonable statement to say. So people that use the 12 steps, whatever their source may be, but people that use the 12 steps sincerely as a tool to prepare themselves to understand and follow Hashem's will, this is a part of Torah study. Maybe it's not the only part of Torah study, and there's got to be Shulchan Aruch and Gemara, because, you know, that's the intellectual heart and soul of Judaism, and that you can't, you know, law amar es chassid, you can't become a devout person if you're an ignoramus. And there's so much wisdom in all the classic svarim, and there's so much to gain by studying the classic svarim. However, it's not in exclusion to other sources and resources that help a person understand the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, to summarize, what we're saying over here is, the teachings that we found, that Torah has the power to weaken the Yetzer Hara, despite the fact that we see today oftentimes doesn't have that power, the key may lie in the approach that one takes toward it. And if one takes the approach that you're truly studying Torah, not as an intellectual exercise, but to really understand the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the benefits of Torah study come through with tremendous clarity and power and force. Well, good Shabbos, everybody.